from 2 hours to three. So this is going out to Kim from Covina, who asked for some Luther or some Stevie, and I just decided, oh, what the heck, I got some time, I'll put both of them on there for you, so a little surprise there for you. And we had some Smokey Robinson and the Miracles before that with Deck the Halls. I know it's hard. And one of my best MySpace friends ever was before that, Bridge Feltus with Once in a Lifetime, and that is from her CD entitled Love and Light. And before that, we had Jurassic 5. With Improvise. This is DJ Shango James Maverick. You've tuned in to the soundtrack of Feeling Good. You've hit the street, 622 Soul Street here on killradio.org. And I got a little something for you. The season is upon us. People are crashing the malls. And this week, something very tragic happened in Omaha. Young man, very misguided soul, very tortured soul. Took his life and that of eight others in a local shopping mall. And although he had serious bouts of depression and some other traumatic upheavals, I think the loss of a job and the breakup of a girlfriend, I'm certain that the season has compounded upon that and was a bit too much for him to bear. This is not taking anything away from him. From what he did was just so totally wrong. But one of the things that I always say is that as long as I'm not smelling brimstone when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to have a good day. And there are going to be challenges. There are so many challenges. Not all of us go to the extreme as this young man did, but there are a number of us who need help with just putting our feet on the floor and getting out of bed and getting things done. And this time it's a little harder to do it. There's a lot of lights. You see a lot of joy. You see people smiling. You see some Santa hats being worn. There are holiday parties. And for some reason or another, if you're not feeling it, it makes you feel really out of place. So what I'm going to do a little bit later on in the program is I'm going to help you out with some tips to get through the holidays. One of those tips that I shared with you last week is basically don't be alone. Call a friend, go out to dinner, go to church, even if you don't normally go to church. You might even be an atheist. Go to church anyway. I mean, you know, I'm not saying change your outlook. But what I am saying is that if this time of year is bringing you down, it's good to be around people and people who will not judge you, people who will not look down their nose at you. And you know something? Church, no matter what your faith, is a good place to get that type of energy. So that is just one thing that you can do in order to keep the blues away from you at this time of year. I've got some more tips for you as the show progresses. Probably in the next break or so, I'll be able to bring that off to you, okay? So stick around. If you're not feeling it, or if you're just kind of like a little bluesy or a little, I don't know, why don't you give me a call? I'll see if I can help you through it, okay? Phone number here is 213-252-0998. Again, I bring you the gospel, the hip-hop, the R&B, and some soul I term this as the soundtrack of feeling good. So I hope you're feeling good with me right now. If you want, you can also send me an email, as Kim did, as Monica did, and as Connie did, by sending me an email to 622soulstreet@gmail.com. You can also click the message link on my MySpace page or my Black Planet page and hook up with me that way as well. I will answer you. And as a matter of fact, yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with those pages right now. So please hit me up. Let me know what's happening, what's cracking, what's popping, what's going on with your holiday. And if you're feeling blue, how are you dealing with it? Okay. I mean, it's not just me. It's you, too. I mean, you can help. And by helping, you can become part of the revolution. So how about it? Send me a message or give me a call. 213-252-0998. I got some Jimmy Cliff that's coming up right here. People, Sela, Sela. And a lot more Christmas love. Sela, Sela. So thanks for being here, and thanks for being you. You've hit the street. Sela, Sela.
There would be no more. You can get it. Try and try, you'll succeed at last. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Persecution, you must bear. Win and lose, you've got to get your share. Got your mind set on a dream. You can get it, no harder it may seem now. You can get it. Try and try, you'll succeed at last. I know it.
Listen,
Rome was not built in a day. Opposition will come your way, but the hotter the battle you see, it's the sweeter the victory. Try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. Succeed at last.
You can get it if you really want.
I know it.
You can get it if you really want.
Don't I show it?
You can get it if you really want.
Don't give up.
I just want a shy guy. That's what I want, yeah. You know what I want, yeah.
The man dem a rush me. Yes, I wait for pretty boy, I want to love me. I need them love. Yes, I need them love. Show them know me sweet and me sexy. Everywhere me go, me say me ever ready. I need them love. Yes, I need them love. Shy guy, some kind of guy who'll only be mine.
Oh my feel the shine my name. Want you feel me lover, me want to feel me friend. Till the very end, till the very end.
Oh, yeah. gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. When you see me in misery, come on, baby, see about me now, yeah. When you see me in misery, come on, baby, see about me now, yeah. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the red dress on, she can do the birdland all night long, yeah, yeah. What I say? What's that? What's that? What time? All right.
James Maverick, DJ Shango here. Has some Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Emotions with Boogie Wonderland. And we had Ray Charles before that with What I Say. And Etta James was before that with Baby, Baby, Every Night. I know, a couple of you were kind of like looking kind of crazy at me, or actually at the computer going, is he really talking about 50 years of music? Yes, I am, doggone it. And I went totally old school on you. This was old school before old school was old school, okay? Also had some Diana King with Shy Guy. And we started off this last set with Jimmy Cliff. And You Can Get It If You Really Want It. I was just talking to Monica a little earlier. She sent me a message. She said how if I was planning a big holiday, and basically what I like to do is I just like to keep it simple, because usually when the holidays come, I do have them planned really big, you know, and again, the bigger you plan the holiday, the more stress there is. So basically, I just keep it kind of simple, you know. Connie's kept it simple. What she does is she says, let me see if I can bring this up here. She sent it to my Gmail account, and I can't bring it up. But what she does is she sends a little gift to somebody, and with the little gift, she includes a gift card, not a gift card, but a Christmas card, and wraps it up with an ornament. So that is one really nice, simple way of making a holiday really special for somebody, and at the same time, not stressing yourself out. So that is a total win-win. I want to thank Connie for sending that out to me. And you know, all over the world, I mean, not just in your little corner of the world, or not even in your family, people all over report higher levels of stress and depression in many places around the world. And December has the highest rate of suicides for the whole year. Dr. Colinda Lind, a clinical psychologist in Johannesburg, South Africa, says many reasons contribute to this problem. Separation or divorce means many people will be celebrating on their own for the first time. These are people who may not have already built up a new circle of friends. People, she says, who have lost a loved one during the year will be particularly vulnerable the first Christmas on their own, unless they make plans well in advance. Now, if this is your first Christmas with a loved one, it's not too late. Plan ahead. You may want to be around others who knew the person, or completely away, such as being on holiday to be in a different place. Just maybe staying away from home would do it for you. Money issues are also relevant at this time. For some people, already full schedules are just added to by lots of extra Christmas chores, shopping, cooking, or booking travel plans. And people with families may have to entertain for big family get-togethers. So financially, Christmas is a very big issue. And this is something I touched on last week as well, with people often spending more money than they could afford and building up heavy credit card costs for January. So we've got some action plans right here that Dr. Lind has shared on the website healthyplace.com, And I'm going to share those with you right now. Number one, make a plan to compensate for the fact that you will feel sad or lonely, especially if this is your first Christmas without a loved one. Plan to celebrate their life in a way that's meaningful for you. You can go to church. You can make a scrapbook, play their favorite music. But do it in a time frame that's reasonable and not all encompassing. Okay? You can also, please remind yourself, even write it and put, this is me talking right here. She says remind yourself, and this is one of my suggestions. Put it on a post-it note and put it on your mirror in your bedroom or a mirror in your bathroom or something. Remember yourself. Remind yourself that Christmas depression is temporary, okay? And it'll be gone once you get back into a familiar routine, okay? However, if you are feeling depressed most of the time, both pre and post Christmas, you may want to talk to somebody about it. You may want to see a therapist or a doctor. And also, and I touched on this last week as well, watch what you eat and drink. A glass of wine is a pleasure, but overdrinking can aggravate depression, and eating sugar and carbohydrates in excess will only make the depression worse. Have a positive attitude. This is number four. Have a positive attitude and try not to worry about things that are beyond your control. And especially this time, things are going to be beyond your control. There are going to be people who are packed in stores. There are going to be people packed on the streets. There will be inclement weather. Please plan a little bit ahead for things of that nature, okay? People will be stressed out, and if you're on the road, people are going to be driving with that stress. So leave a little bit earlier and keep an eye out for them, okay? Also, number five, if you have any unresolved family issues, you may choose not to spend Christmas with your family this year. You may want to tell your family members in advance what your new plans are going to be. Just give them a call and say, oh, I plan on being at SeaWorld on Christmas or something like that, okay? If you have obligations that you can't get out of, consider limiting very clearly the time spent with them, okay? And only spend what you know you can afford. And this also takes some advanced planning, okay? You may want to get some overtime in your work, and if you do, that is awesome. Please make a plan for, you know, what you earn, okay? And also, if you're going to charge, also make a plan for that too, okay? And keep that reasonable, because a lot of people get really full of the Christmas spirit. You see a lot of people in the stores. You see a lot of people smiling. You see a lot of happiness around. You think of all these people that you love, and then the next thing you know, January comes and your credit cards are maxed out, and that's an entirely different type of stress, okay? So please, only spend what you know you can afford, okay? If your finances are shaky, thoughtful and handmade gifts often offer more pleasure, okay? I have a friend of mine who makes Christmas ornaments out of oranges. And what she does is she puts cloves in the oranges. So you hang it from the tree and it gives your entire front room or living room or wherever you have the Christmas tree a really beautiful aroma. So, and buying cloves and buying oranges really isn't that expensive. So that's just one idea, okay? Number seven, if you have a routine, remember to exercise as usual, okay? And a few extra minutes a day can benefit your overall health, okay? If you do yoga, tai chi, or meditation and stretching exercises, continue doing that, okay? And what about a massage? You know something? You're spoiling everybody else. Spoil yourself. Get plenty of rest. Get a massage if you want to. And keep to your usual sleep pattern each night, okay? Number eight, you may decide that you don't want to get involved with the usual round of Christmas parties and meals, and that's perfectly normal. If you feel that way, hospices, hospitals, children's homes, and you know what, even animal welfare charities all need extra help over Christmas and the New Year's to allow their overworked staff some time to be with their families. So check it out, give them a call, and give them an offer in advance to spend it with people who are a lot less fortunate. And number nine, increase positive contact. Although you might want to be alone, and you know, a lot of people do during this time, you might feel better if you try to take part in some activities you previously enjoyed with family and friends. You might want to avoid situations. You definitely want to. What am I saying might? You want to avoid situations that may result in negative feelings, okay? So if you've got somebody who's a drama mama, send them a card. Tell them that you're thinking about them. Send them a voicemail message, because you know what their work hours are, okay? Send them a voicemail message and say, hey, I'm thinking about you. I hope you're doing well, okay? And, hey, do what I do. Don't hesitate to use your caller ID, okay? If it's somebody that you know is going to be nothing but drama, let the phone call go, okay? definitely increase your positive contact. And number 10, regardless of the fact that we should feel or are supposed to feel jolly and happy over Christmas, many people are going to feel depressed and flat, you know, and sometimes I'm one of them, sometimes a friend of mine is one of them. You know, if you have a family member or a friend who is battling over Christmas and they just don't want or can't spend it with you, here's what you can do. You can send them these suggestions right here. Go to healthyplace.com/community/depression. And you can get those. You can get those tips. Send them those tips. Or again, do what I do. You can send a phone call to them, or an email, or a voicemail, and say, "Hey, look, I'm thinking about you. Hope you're doing well." Just the fact that somebody is there and that you're being there for them could make all the difference in the world. Just send them the message that they are not alone. And that is Michael Jackson we got playing right here. The name of this tune is, quite appropriately, "You Are Not Alone." And I promise you, as long as I'm here, you won't be. This is James Maverick, DJ Shango. You're listening to 622 Soul Street on www.killradio.org, myspace.com, blackplanet.com, and NTunes Radio. Got some more Christmas flavor coming with A Few Good Men on the Street.
Children laughing. Mondays to each and every one.
My name is Aaron, and I would like to say, have a Merry Christmas and God bless you.
My name is Tony, and I would like to say, let's all spread a little love. Peace.
And I'm DeMille. Season's greetings from a few good men, and to all a good night.
Ain't nobody crying.
Say ain't no.
Ain't nobody.
Help me, help me, oh yeah.
I said ain't no.
Ain't nobody.
Yo, what's up?
It's time.
I'ma kick it with mine, y'all know.
It's time.
Yo, Slim, can I kick it right here? Here we go.
It's
well, it's time to make that change. People of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around.
It's
what we need is a little bit of love. Sent by one from heaven up above. Chicken pity is simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying.
It's
what?
It's
from it one time.
What is the world coming to? Seems like everyone is running from the truth.
Yep, yep. We just stand up and fight, walk into the light.
We're the people, we can do it if we try.
Yeah. Time to make a change.
Street.
Compete.
Compete.
But a dog.
Oh, yeah. A dog.
this is a DJ saving lives. Yeah, we had we got some Peter Brown playing right now. And before that, we had some George Clinton with Atomic Dog. And that's going out to Jaylene in Pasadena. Before that, we had Mary J. Blige with Gonna Break Through. And you know something? She's gonna break through with a new album this week. See if I can bring that to you next week. We had the Winans before that with It's Time. And CNC Music Factory brought you Just a Touch of Love. And from CNC, we went to CC and BB Winans with a little bit of Mavis Staples and I'll Take You There. You gotta keep dancing. You gotta keep dancing, cause it's making me high. You gotta keep dancing. And we started off this last set with A Few Good Men. You gotta keep dancing, cause it's making me high. You gotta keep kicking it Christmas style with Silver Bells. And I want to thank you all for listening on this first new expanded edition. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I got chills all up and down my spine, and I had so much fun sharing these last 3 hours with you. And so my message to you is, you are a wonderful one for listening. I'm going to leave you with some Marvin Gaye. And I got some more tips on how to beat the Christmas blues coming up next week, as well as more artists, more hip-hop, more gospel, more soul, and more R&B to get your week started on the good foot. This is DJ Shango, James Maverick. 622 Soul Street. On www.killradio.org, myspace.com, blackplanet.com, and Intunes Radio. So take it easy, don't be stressed, make yourself a plan, and be good to yourself, and let's be good to each other, because we are all in this world together, and you cannot spell unity without you and I. I'll see you next week. Peace. Harambe.
cheese.
Wonderful one.
It makes